Parshas Vayakhel here, which is five parshas that Isaac in Melachas HaMishkan and so on. So you have again Rechazit, and you have a pasuk that Chazal doesn't hear a lot. Vayomer Moshe Meisor Ukar Hashem Hashem Betzal Ben Uri Ben Chur Lamat Yehuda. Vayemalo Se Ruach Lekim Bechochma Besvuna Bedas Chol Melacha. So he had the Chochma and Svuna and Das, and then you have also Betzal Valia Vechol Ish Chacham Leiv Ashas Hashem Chochma Svuna Behemal Das As Chol Melacha Zakodesh. Again, so you have here. The Oisei and Bnei Hamikdash were filled with Chochma, Bina, and Das. The Chazal say over here that Re'u Kor Hashem Hashem Mitzal Ma'aseh Ruach Alekim V'Loizah Bolvad Ala Kol Mishen Es Asik Melechsa Mishken Nosem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chochma, Bina, and Das Shem Yasek Chocham Leiv V'Loi B'Bnei Adam Ela Filu B'Behema B'Chaya Shem Chochma Svuna B'Behema Behema ksiv, it's behema ksiv, you know, without the nikud. Shasu chachma adam behema, when it's passing mekulam ala betzalo. So anyone that was oisik in Melachas HaMishkan had chachma bina and das. The mefarshim say behema doesn't mean dafke behema; it means people who are, you know, on a very low darga. So first, we have to understand a little bit why. We needed it. It's something that is repeated by Chochmas HaMikdash. It says the Chazal bring also. It says Gimel Dvar Malo Nivna Beis HaMikdash Shnem Ben Isha Al Manahu Mimate Naftoli Vaymalas HaChochmas HaTfuna VeSadas VeChein Kesheyamoid Hakadosh Baruch Hu Livnoi Sosud Lo VeGimel Dvar Malo Nivna Shnem BeChochmas Yivna Bayis and so on. So you have over here, Chochma, Bina, and Das are needed to build the Beis HaMikdash. There's something here that's very unclear. When I see a building, so a big building, a beautiful building designed well, so I say, wow, the person who designed this building must have many, many Chochmas. He had a certain Chochma of how to... The picture to present, the materials to use, much chachma goes into a binyan, and it's fair to say that the person had a lot of chachma. But when you're talking about let's say I got plans, and I have plans and directions exactly what to do. So the builder comes. The builder comes and he has written down to the last T, everything written, dotted, and he has to follow instructions exactly. So take a plank of wood made of this type of wood, cut to this size with this finish, and make a hole 1 inch from here and a hole 1 inch from here and so on. So the person carrying it out, he needs skill in doing the things maybe, making the holes, tying it together, but... We would be memayit extremely in the dark of chachma the person exhibits. Sach hakol, he's a handyman. I mean, I left nothing up to imagination. I mean, the Mishkan is hakol b'ksav. There's nothing as specific as the Mishkan. It's down to the last dot that there was no artistic freedom for Bezalel to sort of add a little extra or take off something. He had to do it exactly as written in the pasuk. And something that was miskasha went into the Asian and it got made. So let's say, yes, it took a skill in weaving the wool and so on. It's a skill, very, very specific skill, and we can call it whatever you want to call it. But Chachma and Das and Tevunah is the scope of everything. It's true that the world was made Chachma and Das, like it says in the Pasuk, the world was created with that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world, he's the architect, Kaviyachol. He started from scratch. So we can admire all these Nyanim. Bezalel was a Baal Melacha that had no discretion to use any type of understanding, aesthetic sense, anything. So what's the need to Malon Chachma? This was all done b'derech neis to allow him to build it, and every single person who worked in it. I mean, so even when you have an architect, so the architect is the one who draws a picture and so on and so forth, the person, the guy who tightens the bolts is nothing. He needs the strength to tighten the bolts. Down to behemoths is an expression that down to the lowest darga, we needed to have somebody who would have this chachmin das. Why? That's something that is very perplexing over here, the chachmin das. It says over here, this is true about Beis HaMikdash. So Beis HaMikdash, at least we understand a little bit more that it's something which is possibly, even though it also has Hakol B'Ksav, and things had to be B'Ksav, but there seemed to be more, a little bit more discretion. It wasn't exact, but still, it's exact. These things are needed, despite the fact that overall, the halachas of it are the same. There's the Kodesh, Kodesh Kedoshim, there's the Ulam, there's the Chatz, and so on. Chazal over here speak about what these three things are. So it says, Gimel Advarim Elol Nasa Mishkan, that's the one. Gimel Advarim Elol Nasa Bis HaMikdash. And it says first, Begimel Advarim Halolu Nivra HaOilam, Shenem Hashem Mechoch Mes Eretz, So these are the three items with which he created the world. So in a big picture, we understand the Hamshach HaDvarim, because the Mishkan is supposed to be a mini world. So it's a little bit of a whatever Inyan goes into the big world goes into the Mishkan. Mishkan is supposed to be a replica. We spoke many times. That's why Lam Tes Melachos learned from there. But there's something in the Pasuk that I'd like to be medayik. It says, "Hashem b'chokhmi yasad aretz." That's the pasuk he's quoting. "Koinin shemayim b'svuna b'dayto tohomis nifko." So the dayto tohomis nifko, and it says, I think talismim is malay the world, something like that. That's the end of it. It's two separate psukim. One pasuk is "Hashem b'chokhmi yasad aretz koinin shemayim b'svuna." And the second pasuk with Daito Tomis Nefko and Yarifu Tal, Yarifu Mot, or something like that, is the end of that pasuk. So, Lechura, if these are the three things that the world is created with, one would expect to have it in one pasuk. Maybe it's a little bit long, the pasuk, but B'chol Oifin, one would expect to have one Hemshech, and yet it's in two parts. The same pasuk, the Medrash brings. V'chein kishayamar kashrach levnoisa lasid lavoi begimel dvar malolu nivne shenema bechochne yivne bayis ubesvuni yiskainim, and then it says ubedas chadorim yimalu. So there's a similar pattern, and except one is negea b'ris olam, one is negea lasid lavoi. But there's a similar pattern of ubedas on chochme yivne bayis. He says chochme yasid aretz. Here it says b'tzvuna titkainein. Here it says Rambam says kainein shmayim b'tzvuna. So kainein and tzvuna stand. Over here it says b'tzvuna yiskainein. So there's very similarity over there. And then b'das. Here it says toymis defko, and here it says chador yimalu. So there seems to be some sort of similar pattern, but in the das chador yimalu and the das toymis defko are two things that are. They seem to differ a bit, but the overall pattern is the same, and I'd like to try to get some sort of Havana in that pattern. Chazal give us one more Hagdara in these inyanim. It says, V'amala shechokim b'chachma, she'achachem b'teira, u'b'svuna, she'emevin ba'alacha, u'b'das, she'hoya mole das b'talmud. I mean, yes, it's obviously not negea to there. I mean, they didn't have to pass in halachas and halachas, Moshe passed in all halachas and all dinim. The Chazal are giving us a parallel to chochma tzvun and das. There's chochma b'teira, Mevim Balacha, or with Asher Lemale Das Betalmud. What is that all about? There's some sort of. It's obviously Chazal is saying that Chachma Das and Tvuna, when it comes to the Olam HaTorah, reflect themselves in these inyanim. But why and what these inyanim are, how they have Shaykhus to Chachma Das and Tvuna, is not clear, very unclear. So let's go back to the beginning, Shaila, and that's in two parts I'd like to go through. First of all, I'd like to understand why did every single person need this Chachma, this Das, and this Tvuna? And secondly, what are these inyanim? Why is Das Kaveya Madar Bifnei Atzmoi? And how does it apply itself to the world of Torah? I mean, going back to the last one about the Torah and Halacha and Talmud, L'chor, the order is also reversed. I would expect that you learn, like Chachmas Torah says, that's whatever you learn, the raw material that you learn. Then you mefalpel in Halacha, and we'd call that the Talmud, you mefalpel like the Gemara, and then the maskana lasukish maizli b'lachasa is the last piece. That's how we would understand it. The first comes the given, then comes the pilpula, which we would equate with Talmud. That's what Talmud is, after all. I have a Mishnah, and the Gemara is done on the stiris and the kashas and the terutzim and the svaras, and then more comes the maskana. That's how I would learn it. In the order is reversed over here, and Das is the Talmud. So what are these things? So first, let's try to understand the reason why everybody had to have these inyanim, and then we'll try to understand a little bit more what the inyanim are. The Ramban says over here, and the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that the reason why, he said the reason why we needed this Chacham Lev and so on, was because you needed the Kavanis that were put inside. That's what I needed it for. So let's understand. So good. I mean, whatever's mystical is mystical. If you need kavanas, you need kavanas. That's that. I'd like to understand a little bit al derech hapshat. Let's take a mashal. Imagine that I have two painters, and both of them are extremely gifted painters. And they paint very, very beautiful pictures. The difference is one of them is a very, very deep person, a lot of Havana and Oymek Nafshi. The other person is shallow, but great artist. So when I compare the two pictures, I am allowed to compare the picture as such. And since they're both gifted artists, I can make the statements about how each picture uses all sorts of techniques to create all sorts of images, and I could dash in that. But then I come to the meaning of the painting. What is the person trying to express with it? The answer to that will depend on how much I judge the person's oimek to be. A person who is a big bal nefesh, I look at the painting and I say, look what he's trying to say. Person who's not a big bal nefesh, he's not trying to say anything. He likes nice things and he paints them nice. So the thought that a person puts into something is comes out from the presentation. First I see the chitzonius, but then I'm aiming a little bit on the pnim. This is true also on a lower dagger by physical things. When I see a car, so the first thing I'll look at is the convenience, the gadget, whatever is good. Somebody who has a little bit more of an understanding of engineering will say to himself, how do you get this to do this? And what was the trick he used to have this? And how did he manage to have this and that, the other thing? And the person admires the chachma that went to it. So when a person does something, he creates the physical reality, he locks in a certain darg of chachma in something which is an engineering feat. He lacks in that, and he also lacks in deeper in yanim. What is he trying to express? And my ability to dashen that depends on the level of thought and feeling that went into it. There are two reasons for that. First of all, I obviously can't say that this person means who knows what. If this person doesn't mean anything, this person has no, doesn't mean very much, he takes things as they are. So I can't darshan that he meant this or that or the other thing. And there's a second, more subtle point. A person locks into his work in very, very intangible ways. The nafshis that went into it. And a person who has sensitivity picks it up. So in sometimes it's easier to read when you read something. It can be grammatically correct, says the right things, doesn't touch you. And sometimes a person, you feel what he put into it. Part of it is the oimek nafshi that a person puts into things comes out. So depending on how you do something, depending on what type of oimek nafshi you put into your maisim, that will come out of it. So b'meila, the people whom the Mishkan itself was meant to convey a pnimius, and b'meila, the people that did it, they needed to understand what they're doing. Because if they didn't understand what they're doing, then it wouldn't convey it. Even though one will ask, what's the difference? I mean, they have to do it exactly the same, but it is of the schoolers of things that how you do it is how it expresses itself. It's true in Malchusid Ara, and as such, it's true in Malchusid Rekia. And sometimes it's easy to see two people say the same words. One person leaves you inspired, one person says, okay. Two people make a gesture, they clasp your hand, they give you something, a gift, anything. One person does it with something that radiates chen and av and so on. The other person gives it, doesn't radiate all that much. It depends on the nafshis you put into it. It's somewhat a derech haskula, somewhat that's sort of a subtle part of Messias. So in Yanim of Shemayim also, I mean, when a person does mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim, the kavanas that he has in it, and kavanas is not the artificial where a person sits down and reads off kavanas arizal. That's not what we're talking about. What went into the pa'ula a person did, and depending on that, the pa'ula radiates something else. So a person who lives in Olam Mitzvah, a person understands the Teichna Mitzvah, the Taima Mitzvah, if he understands it, dehears it, and lives it, so it's absorbed in it. And if it's absorbed in it, that's what it gives off. That's the reason why you needed this Chochmah Das and Tvuna, because it wasn't on the technique on how to make it, it was because you needed to include it in it so that it would exude it. So if it says Toiche Rotzav Ava on the Mishkan, that means that anyone who walked in felt the Toiche Rotzav Ava. That was the feeling Shabbat. That's first Nakuda. That the reason why you needed all these inyanim was in order that a person have itself, in order that the Mishkan be mashpia of chachma and das and tfuna, it needed to be put into it. And it was put into it, that's what came out. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Chaim Shalevitz used to have all shmuz, he has a shmuz about that a person can put, it says the me'il of Shloima, of Shmuel, used to grow with him. So Rabbi Chaim used to say it wasn't a nes in the me'il. It wasn't Shmuel's aschus. It was the me'il that his mother made, what she put into the me'il, allowed it to grow with him. He spoke about many places. Nachman says, chen is something you can imbue in an object. The object takes on the chen. It was a shmuz that he said, and this was the nekuda. This was the nekuda he was driving at. What are these three things that you put into it? What is it that Chazal darshan over here? And that's when we see it in the psukim, and we see it in the drash of Chazal. We see it in the pasuk, in the psukim of Akash Baruch creating the world, and in both places, Chochmah starts out as the Yosan Aretz, or of a Chochmah it says Yivne Bayis, which is similar, it's the base. You have Besvuna Yiskoinen, and you have Koinen Shemayim Besvuna. And then in Das, we have this divergence of Das Toim Yosefko, or Das is Chador Mimalu. So, in everything that, so let's start with the point that we're holding. A person creates an entity. So there's a level of machshava that goes into the creating of the entity. Let's speak about physically initiating that entity, bringing in this idea of, let's say I want to have a certain type of cup, a statue, a house. The Aleph is called Chachma, and that's Miyasid the Bayis. It's Miyasid the Eretz. It builds the house, and it's Yasid Eretz. Because the first thing I always think of is the Kli. What's the Kli that I want? Everything also, it says in Bir Salam, it says Vayar Eskol HaShasa, Vayar Kim Eskol HaShasa, Vine Toiv Mo'id. So the Ramban says the Bria was created with a mimer, and it was nischazik. It's kiyum. It got through the re'ia. That's what Ramban says. Famous Ramban. It means to bring something into mitzias and to give it a kiyum is two separate inyanim. A person, let's take it into a voida. A person has inspiration. You know what? I really need to start sitting and learning. I'm going to sit and learn. So that's the Aleph. That's the binyan. That's the Aleph. But if it's done very, very haphazardly, if a person is missing the next piece, it lasts a day or two, and that's it. Koinein means when you put something on a basis, like kanoi, kiral kanoi. Kan means a base. And unless something, I can have things that don't have a base, but they fall apart. They're not standing on solid ground. They don't receive their makom in the world. So the bina is it's the koinein shemayim. Shemayim is the vaychul shemayim. It's the gemar of the bria. It's what gives it a kiyum. And that's the second part. That's the bina. So let's take it. Let's take the next step. So bringing the binyan into place requires a chachma, and allowing its kiyum requires tevuna. But the next step is understanding that every binyan is a chetimtza for milui. The big machloikis of Bezalel and Moshe was kalim first or binyan first. Moshe says the kalim is the ikar. You're building the mishkan for the kalim. So the seder advarim is the kalim is first. The tzibur was first because the kalim are the ikar. So you can't start with the tuffel. You can't make the beginning. Bezalel said, you build the binyan for the kalim. You can put the kalim into the benias habinyan. If a person has the ability to put the toichin into it, then adarabba. The seder hakiyum is to have the house first and then put the furniture in. If you put the furniture first and then put the house around it, it'll be stolen, the rain, the snow. You need it first. But you need to build it with having in mind the kelim. So if a person builds a building, then he realizes that the table is too big to fit in. The person was a goyim. The person didn't know what he was doing. So Moshe Rabbeinu says you have to build the binyan around the kelim. So first put the table, and then put the mechitzas around it. But Bezalel says no. When you build a building, you build it with the table in mind. And so in the etzem bnias habinyan, we deher the tachlis of the kelim. In Moshe Rabbeinu's tzir, you have the kelim and you build the binyan around it. There's no das put into it because it's a metzias. I can't put the walls too far in. I don't have room. The table's blocking. In Bezalel, the pshat is the understanding of the tachlis is what goes into the very binyan, and that's kaveya the binyan. So in a certain sense, I'm able to be memazik. I'm able to integrate the tachlis with the echetimtza in a way that the echetimtza has in mind the tachlis. So when Bezalel built the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, he had an understanding of what the thing is, what is kruvim, what are kruvim, what is a shulchan, and he had the understanding of what's the teichen of the shulchan. What's the teichen of it? How does this bring whatever hashpah is supposed to bring, and what is that hashpah? The chachma and the bin and das are split in the pasuk between chachma and bina one, chachma and sfuna one, and das is the second pasuk, because it really is of a different nature. And both of them, both psukim, even though they're different, and there's a reason why they're different in the way they express it, but it means the same thing. You know, b'chochma yosed aretz, we understand. In the koinen, over tefuna koinen shemayim, we understand. B'das tochoymes nifko means the world as it stands is not a davar at all. It's like building an empty house. There's no point in it. But the Das says that when you dig into the depths of the world, there's a mayon, there's water there, and that's what the tachlis is. So the hoimus nifko, in this world, the tachlis of the world is locked in deep into the world. And it's Das that's able to take out the tachlis, the tahoimis and the mata come out from it, the tal come out from it, because it's like, you see, exactly like the pasuk sets it up. The pasuk in Bereishis sets up the whole world was there, you know, there was no rain because Adam wasn't there. In other words, the rain is sort of the tachlis that fills the world. It's the hashpah that fills the world, and without Adam Ayin Baretz, Lavas Adam, we don't have anything. The pnimius of it, we don't have. The shell was there. The tachlis wasn't there. There was nobody living there. So the das is the tachlis that's in it. So just like when we have every ma'isa mitzvah, the tachlis is avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. The tachlis is in it. So that represents the chelek that's called das. So you have the exterior is a composite of chachma and svuna, and the pnim is das. It's spelled different. The pasuk writes in two different ways. Chazal say one pasuk. First pasuk speaks about bria shemayim v'aretz. And the other one that speaks about Lasid Lavoi, it says Vidas Yimolo Chadorim. There's a difference because it says Lasid Lavoi, it says Yimolo Aretz Das Kamayim Layam Mechasim. What today is in the Tahoimus is going to be Memale, the world Lasid Lavoi. So the Tafkir of Das in Bria Soilam is to locate the mayones that are in the tahoim, they're locked in tahoim, and I need to draw it out. In the lasid lavoi, the das will be memala de chadorim. But both of them speak about the content. Both of them speak about the content of the world. It's just the difference is in Brias HaOlam, that content is lack deep, and the avodah is to get to the deepest part of the Bria. And in Lasid Lavoi, that will fill up the world. The Chazal, the Medrash makes it parallel to Chalokim of Torah. And let's understand, the Rambam says, there's a Seder in the Mishnah of what to learn, Shlish Mikra, Shlish Mishnah, Shlish Gemara. So the Rambam says that the Shlish, there's a difference between it. There's a phase when a person is learning information, and that's Mikra Mishnah. And this person has to put the time aside for it. This is part of his limud. Once a person has gotten it down, person knows Chumash, the words, knows Mishnah, the words of Mishnah. So a person needs to chazer the cage and not to forget it. That's one chelik of the chiyuv. And the rest of the time, he should be oisik in Talmud. And the Baal Tanya, who has this, who's safer, and Hilchos Talmud Torah is one of the few sort of more comprehensive halachas of Talmud Torah, he explains that this chelik of Talmud means any amkus. It could be lamdus, as we would call it. It could be pnimius of Torah. Any that whole area of Torah which deals not with the mechanics, but deals with the content. That's something that is endless, and that's something that a person should spend the rest of his life on once he has the basics down. In other words, if a person tries to be misamik and he doesn't know the Mikra and the Mishnah, for us have the Gemara as well, then it's a pulpul shel hevel. It's hevel. But if the person, once the person has the binyan down, there's a big chiluk between the binyan and the teichen. The binyan itself is fixed and limited. There's just X amount of letters in the Torah. There's just X amount of halachas in the Mishnah. And there's an infinite amount of Talmud. And that's the yachas between those two halakim and the third chiluk. That's exactly what Chazal say over here. The Torah is chachma. That's the shayrish. That's basically the facts. The psukim, the mishnayos, and so on. The halacha is the bina, the tvuna. That keeps it. Kayam, koinein, is for the following reason. When I learn a halacha, and I'm not masik shmaitz libid ilchasa, I have nothing. If I can use a mushel, it's like, you know, imagine a person is weaving something, and he doesn't tie the ends, so it falls apart. If a person, anything that a person doesn't bring closure to, disintegrates. So when a person learns a sugya, and he has this tzad, that tzad, the other tzad, and never brings it to a lamaisa. Lamaisa not so much in the sense as halacha lamaisa should do it, as much as halacha dasuka shmaitza shabai. This is the sugya, these are the machloikesen, and this is the bottom line of the sugya. So until a person has reached that point, and it's open-ended, that doesn't have a kiyum. Because it's floating. A bit here, a svar there, a pasuk here, a mishnah there. There's nothing going on. So the koinein comes through being the hilchos shabbai. Fine. But that's all a bias. That's all something that is just a container. It's not the teichen. The teichen is the das that a person has. The understanding is the teichen of divrei Torah. And the understanding is really endless, because there's a finer layer of understanding and a finer layer of understanding and a more fine layer of understanding. That's the endless amount of teichen in it. The structure is limited, but the tehoimais nifku, bedas nifku tehoimais, is something that the tehoim has an endless amount of water. So the process of being misamik is the tachlis of it. And the point of it. So, The Binyan Mishkan and the Binyan Beis Hamikdash are prototypes for any type of Avodas Hashem. Anything that's Avodas Hashem includes these same elements. We've seen many Rishonim that speak about learning these Inyanim, and the reason is because learning these Inyanim gives you a sense of these Inyanim, because the truth is, this is something that, since it goes to the core of the Bria, it's nespasha to the entire Bria. It's like you have to every facet of Bria. And we learn from here two things. The first thing is our the quality of the things we do in Olam HaMitzvos depends on the depth of our understanding, both in the halacha and certainly mitzvah, the pnimius hadava. It's not because the person sits and thinks kavanas while he's doing it. It's because the person is aware of the kavana. When a shallow person says something, when a shallow person has some emotion, cries, laughs, whatever, I don't attribute much to it, because I know that this person, you know, things come from surface, so it's not much behind what it is. He cried, he laughed, he's happy, he's sad, he said this and that. When a person that my aracha for him is that he's a deep person, so it's not because he thinks when he cried, or he thought when he laughed, or anything. It's just the person does things mikoyach a certain hakara that's deep, and the quality of the maisim he does carries that depth. It's something where the deeper the person is, the deeper of what he does is, and has that quality. And the depth lies loosely in the tefisa, in the havana. So when a person understands the halachas that he's doing, a person understands, has an old halachas maker begilling, understands what he's doing, and the chiyuv, and this and that, it's a different quality maisa. It's like the difference between running a machine that you know how it works, or running a machine because you were taught how to use the controls. It's two different worlds in terms of the person's hisaskus. It's certainly in mitzad, the pnimistic picture of it, it's worlds apart. That you know, in Olam HaYoinus and so on, but we have a sense of that. Not much different than the painting or the writing or the speaking of somebody with depth. There's depth there. And you feel it, that behind whatever he did, there's a lot, and the other person's is minimal. The first understanding is, whatever it is that we do, toiv, the depth of how much we've learned about it, understand about it, and understand bechlolius, it makes the maisa into a very different maisa. It's not the quality shabui. Second thing is that understanding in that itself also, in the world of Havana of something, we have two dargas of Havana. There's Havana in the mechanics of the Maisa. So a person understands the mechanics of the mitzvah. That's one darga, and it's obviously a first darga. A person doesn't understand the halachas, then it's not shayach, then all the machshavas he has about it is fairly worthless, because he's not being misachs. It's like the marshal, a person is using a machine, and he knows theoretical physics. That's great. There's nothing in between. He doesn't understand how that expresses itself in the motor burning fuel and the transmission, all that. There's a big gap there, and it's just about worthless. The person understands the mechanics and understands some of the theory behind the mechanics, has a complete picture. The level of Talmud Chacham that we are is kaveya the difference in what our maises look like. And the level of Talmud Chacham is two layers. There's the Chacham and Tvuna, which is knowing and understanding the mechanics of it, understanding what the mitzvah is, what the chiv is, what the gedarim are, how, what, when, where. Hilchos Shabbos. If a person doesn't do Shabbos because he's trained a certain way, and Baruch Hashem, our lifestyle doesn't require getting too many issues with Shabbos, so a person just, okay, he does things that he's been trained to do and taught to do, and that's that. But a person whose zehirus from malachis is with an understanding of what this is and what this is and what this is. It's a very different Shabbos. And that's mitzad the chachma and mitzad the tvuna. And then there's a second chelik, and that's bedas, tomis nifko. And that's, there's a chelik of chachma, and in Torah, it's alachas kam v'kama. Understanding the pshat and what it says, and the pirtei asugya, and the cheshem pashat asugya, are the binyan. And that's the chachma, and that's the tvuna. Those are the chachma is the facts. The tvuna is properly aligning them. So I have the binyan. That's the aleph. You can't have, you know, to have kalim standing around without a bias is destroying good kalim. A person who buys the most expensive furniture and he leaves them outside for 2 years until he finishes building the house is obviously doesn't appreciate kalim. He has to, those kalim will be gone. So a person needs to start with the binyan, and that binyan is the hard facts of it. The halachas, the pratim, the details, but when a person has that, the das is the understanding what is filling it with. The person who does the mitzvah and understands also the teichen shabai, that's the shleimus of binyan of the abrias ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world so that the world has in itself it exudes chachma and bina of the construction of the world. A person looks at the world, first thing he sees is the chachma is eretz, then he sees that the tefuna kanya shemayim, and then once he's finished with that, that's a complete pasuk in his own right, the person says, but 1 second, you know, raw beer delekas, but there's a hotel here, a five-star hotel, and what's its purpose for? What is it? It's a resort. It's a hideaway. It's a hotel. It's what is it? A palace? It's bedas times of course that then the person starts the herring tachlis shabbai. The mikdash that a person builds, the mission a person builds, Lashem requires to have those two mahalchim of chachma and das. The person needs to know the pratim, so that when he does the ma'isim, it's done with the full depth of understanding of what he's doing, and the person fills the content of his work in the olam mitzvahs is filled with the das, which is Talmud, which is the tahaymais. The das is endless. We grow as we grow in shteig in life. We shteig a little bit and grow a little bit in the tchum of the first two. But the ikar shteiger growth of a person is in the Talmud, in the person understanding, in person drawing from the Mayonis and filling up the rooms with the Teichen. Charles. Yeah.